The report looked at whether increased outflow in the St. Clair River near Detroit since 1962 has affected water levels in the upper Great Lakes, despite concerns that dredging by the Army Corps of Engineers may have increased the water flow. The document recommends no changes in the river's capacity to carry water at this time. That's disappointed some people who say Lake Michigan is too low. The U.S.-Canadian International Joint Commission begins a series of public meetings on the report tonight. IJC spokesman Frank Bavakwa says commissioners still have an open mind about the recommendations.
Absolutely. The International Joint Commission has received the report of its study board, but it wants to hear the views of the public on this important topic before it formulates its own views and reports to the governments of the United States and Canada.
The public meetings are mainly being held in smaller cities, like tonight's event in Sturgeon Bay. Bavakwa says the IJC is not trying to duck the spotlight.
It's an extremely large basin, and we had to be selective. So we chose locations where participation had been the strongest during the study board's process, as well as providing some balance between the U.S. and Canada.
Bavakwa says the IJC will also have two teleconferences later this month and may add more public meeting sites after concerns raised by environmental groups. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.